This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, if you look into the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find that Allah has made many promises. Where Allah says, if you do so and so deed, I will follow up with so and so promise of mine. If I ask you to carry out a certain task of mine, I will respond in a certain manner. So today I want to discuss few of those promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and specifically from the Quran. The very first promise that I want to discuss today is, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful for whatever I've given you in life, for whatever is your allotted share in life, I will increase you in my favors. So, here is a promise of Allah. And a promise is a two-way commitment. We need to fulfill our side of the end, and Allah will fulfill His side of the end. Allah is saying, you show me gratitude. You show me that you are thankful what I'm doing for you, and I will increase you. I will increase you in my favors. I will increase you in my bounties. So what does a person need to be thankful for? First and foremost is for the gift of Iman. Allah has made us Muslims. It is the deciding factor for a believer. Whether a person will go Jannah or Jahannam, it's the kalima that decides. A person who recites this kalima with sincerity is automatically given entry into Jannah. That's the first gift of Allah that we need to be thankful for. And after that, there's so many other bounties of Allah. The bounty of being in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The bounty of enjoying good health. A person needs to be thankful for that. A person needs to be thankful that Allah has given him a roof over his head. Allah has given him shelter. Allah has given him a partner. Allah has given him children. Allah has given him an income. He's got a stable job. All these are bounties of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to enumerate, if you were to count, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you would never be able to encompass in them all. So many bounties of Allah. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah says, look at yourself. Just your mere being, your existence is a bounty of Allah. You've got eyes to see. You've got hands to hold on. You've got legs to walk. You are independent. These are the bounties of Allah. There are so many people, they've got eyes but they cannot see. They've got ears but they cannot hear. They are dependent on others even for a glass of water. Alhamdulillah, Allah has not made us dependent on anyone. That's a great bounty of Allah. So if we show gratitude for what Allah has given us, Allah will increase us in His favors. Allah will shower us with more mercies, with more barakah, with more provisions. If a person is thankful in his business for what Allah has given him, alhamdulillah, he's got food at the end of the day, Allah will increase him. The blessings of Allah will be there. But وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are showing your ingratitude towards me, and if you are not thankful for what I'm doing, then Allah says, I will also respond accordingly also. The underlying message is to be thankful for whatever we have in our lives. Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُبِينٌ. Human being outright is ungrateful. Allah says he's openly showing his ingratitude towards me. I have given him so much in life, and yet he asked me, what do I have in my life? So how do we develop gratitude, brothers? We must be content with what we have in life. وَانْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ مَنْ دُونَكُمْ فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ. Look at those who are below you in terms of dunya. You'll automatically develop contentment. If you feel you don't have a good house, a good home you are living in, take a drive to the informal settlements and you'll see people living in such dire circumstances where they don't have electricity, they don't have running water, they don't have luxuries and amenities that you see in your house. And then perhaps it will ring a bell for you that no, I need to be thankful. I still have a roof over my head. I've got a stable structure, whether it's raining or whether it's windy or whether it's storming. I've got something to protect me. So when it comes to the matters of dunya, when it comes to the matters of this world, look at those who are below you. And when it comes to the matters of deen, look at those who are above you. So you'll aspire to do better in life in terms of coming closer to Allah. Let it not be the other way around, where you're chasing the world because you are not content of what you have. So we need to develop contentment, and Allah will grant us more. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi said it so beautifully. He said, رَأَيْتُ الْقَنَاعَةَ رَأْسَ الْغِنَى فَصِرْتُ بِأَذْيَالِهَا مُتَمَسِّكُ فَلَا ذَا يَرَانِ عَلَى بَابِهِ وَلَا ذَا يَرَانِ بِهِ مُنْهَمِكُ صِرْتُ غَنِيًّا بِلَا دِرْهَمٍ أَمُرُّ عَلَى النَّاسِ شِبْهَ الْمُلُوكِ. He said it beautifully. He said, you know what? I was pondering and I was thinking. And after a deep thought, I came to realize that contentment for whatever I have is actually the most expensive property a person can own. Contentment. He said, because of this quality of minds, people don't find me knocking on the door, give me something, give me something. Nor does anybody see me suffering because of not having of this world. He said, Sirtu ghaniyan bila dirhamin. I became a rich man without owning anything. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. Some people are so poor, all they have is money. Imam Shafi is saying, I became rich without owning a cent. Amurru ala nasi shibha al-muluki. And I walk in people with my head high, without being ashamed, and I walk like a king, because I've got contentment in my heart. If a person is ungrateful, then no amount of bounties of Allah is sufficient for him. He always wants more and more and more, and his greed never comes to an end. So the first promise of Allah is, if you show gratitude, if you are thankful to Allah for whatever you have in your life, whether it's from the spiritual side or whether it's from the monetary side or the worldly perspective, if you are thankful to Allah, Allah's promise is that He says, I will increase you in my bounties. I will increase you in my favors. I will make sure that you get more from me because of your attitude towards me, because of your outlook towards me. You are so thankful, I will give you more. The second promise that I want to discuss is, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, and I will remember you. This is not an ordinary thing. When somebody sends you a gift, it tells you that they were thinking of you, isn't it? I mean, you don't send a gift to anyone if you don't think of them. First of all, their thought has to cross your mind. And then you do something kind towards them. So when somebody sends us a gift, we say, how thoughtful of you. Now, apply the same analogy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah remembers us, what gift does He send for us? What gift? Allah sends a gift according to the need at that moment. If you require health, then that's the gift from Allah. Health comes down. If you are stuck in some problem, then that's the gift that Allah sends down. He sends down an opening for you. So Allah is saying, I make a promise with you. I make a covenant with you. You remember me and I will remember you. And how does Allah remember us? فَذْكُرْنِي فِي صِحَّةِ أَذْكُرْكَ فِي السَّقَمِ. Remember me whilst you have good health. And I will remember you when you are ill. Allahu Akbar. You won't be left at the mercy of the doctor. You are in the care of Allah. So if you spent your health in the obedience of Allah, remembering Him, Allah says, I will remember you when you are not well. فَاذْكُرْنِ فِي الْوُسْعَةِ أَذْكُرْكَ فِي الضِّيقِ. Remember me in your prosperity when things are going your way. And I will remember you in your adversities when things are not going your way. I will be by your side. فَاذْكُرْنِي فِي شَبَابِكَ أَذْكُرْكَ فِي هَرَمِكَ. Remember me in your youth, and I will remember you when you reach your old age, when you require Allah the most. So Allah is saying, remember me in your prime, and I will remember you when things are not going well, when you are getting old, when you are reaching the age of senile, when you are frail, when you are weak, when you require assistance, I will be there. So how do we remember Allah? أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish salah for my remembrance. Salah is also dhikr. That's remembering Allah. Another form of remembrance of Allah is إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Recite my Qur'an, for my Qur'an is also remembrance. Remember me, and I will remember you. Number 3, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O you who have brought iman, remember Allah excessively. بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. In the morning, in the evening. Read the relevant du'as, that's also a form of dhikr. To take the name of Allah is the sweetest thing on the tongue. It's the sweetest thing on the tongue. It is the nourishment of the soul. So Allah is saying, remember me and I will remember you. Remember me through salah. Remember me through dhikr. Remember me through Quran. Remember me through your obedience. And I promise you, Allah says, I will remember you. And remember, when Allah remembers us, He deals with us according to His majesty. Subhanallah. So if a president was thinking of you, you can imagine what kind of gift he'll send you. And if this is the master of the universe, imagine what gift he'll send for you, subhanallah. The third promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call unto me and I will answer your prayers. Beseech me and I will answer your prayers. Implore me and I will answer your prayers. Allah is making a promise. Udu'uni. You lift your hands. You raise your hands. And you ask of your needs. And I make a promise that I will be there on your side. The question rises here, Mulana, I've been making dua for so long, nothing has happened. Allah responds according to the wisdom of the time and according to the need of the time. If a youngster who is 5 years of age comes to you and says, Daddy, give me the car keys, I want to drive. No matter how much you love him, no matter how much he cries, no matter how much of tantrums he throws, you'll never give the keys. He's asking you, Daddy, give me the car keys. Because you know if you give him the car keys, it's going to be destruction. He'll be left with nothing. No son and no car. So a person is making dua and he's asking of a need, and Allah understands it at this moment, this is not his need. But what Allah does is Allah substitutes his dua with something else. And another bounty of Allah comes in the person's life. Your hands that you raise never goes wasted. So Allah is saying, you implore me, you beseech me, you make dua unto me, and I promise you I will be there. And according to the need, I will respond. A person usually thinks that I can manage, man. I can manage. I don't need Allah on my side. I've got a good income. I've got a job. I've got a shop. I've got everything, alhamdulillah. I don't need Allah. People usually turn away from Allah when things are going well. And it makes them arrogant and makes them believe that Allah is not needed in their life. Until some problems arises in his life, and until something goes wrong in his life, then suddenly his life is in his hands. And amazing, even at that time, Allah don't desert us. Allahu Akbar. I'm asking as a human being, if somebody comes to us only when they need us, oh, so now because you need me, that's why you're here. Imagine if Allah applied the same principle. So we need to lift our hands in every condition of ours. In every condition of ours, we need to lift our hands. And Allah is saying, I will respond. Dua signifies our humility in front of Allah. We are saying to Allah, we are not capable. You are the one that's capable of doing everything. Oh Allah, I'm putting my needs forward. At the end of the day, it is you that can make it happen. Dua signifies humility. Dua signifies the trust a bondsman has in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is a weapon of a believer. And so we need to make dua excessively every day. When last did I make dua? When last did I raise my hands? So Allah is saying, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Lift your hands, raise your hands, and I will be there. And I will respond to your caller, to your call. And this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, another promise I want to discuss. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah says, I will not punish you. I will not punish you so long as you seek forgiveness from me. Amazing. Allah is not saying that I will abandon you when you disobey me. Allah is saying, I will be on your side. I will not punish you so long as you submit in guilt and you say, yes, Allah, I have broken your command. Forgive me. I will not punish you, Allah says. Irrespective of the level of the crime that you have committed, as long as it is not ascribing partners to Allah, everything below that, Allah says, I will forgive you. And I will not punish you. I will not punish you so long as you raise your hands. So long as you raise your hands in forgiveness, Allah says, I will forgive you. It's a promise Allah is making. It's a promise Allah is making. So we need to turn to Allah. And we need to ask Him for forgiveness. And we need to excessively make istighfar. Every night before our eyes close, we need to ask Allah for forgiveness. Oh Allah, definitely we've went wrong in the day. A person who sins and acknowledges his wrongdoing is better than that person who does good and is arrogant. A person who sins and acknowledges his shortfall at the end of the day is better than that person who does good and who's arrogant. So Allah loves this quality of submission. When we acknowledge our problems, when we acknowledge the wrong in our life, shaitan makes us justify our problems. And when Adam alayhi salatu was salam was made to leave Jannah, what approach did he take? Adam alayhi salatu was salam said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah, we have wronged our souls. We have done wrong. And shaitan on the other hand said, خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. Why must I feel wrong? I'm superior than Adam. So the one approach is of the devil and the other approach is of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Our salvation lies in the approach of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. I will not punish you. I will not inflict my wrath upon you so long as you are seeking forgiveness from me. Subhanallah. So in essence, brothers, I've discussed four promises of Allah today. Number one, we discussed, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful, then Allah says, I will increase you in my bounties. The second promise of Allah that I discussed was, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. The third promise we discussed was, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Remember me by making dua, supplicate, and I will answer your prayers. And the fourth promise that I discussed today is that, So long as you seek forgiveness from me, I will not punish you. And I want to end off on this note. You can doubt people's word. Maybe he'll deceive us. He's given us his word, but maybe he'll deceive us. That's human nature. But can we ever doubt the words of Allah? Can we ever doubt the promises of Allah? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Can there be anyone more truthful in his promises than Allah? Is it possible, I'm asking, is it possible that we fulfill our end and Allah deserts us? Is it possible that a person reads salah and Allah does not be on his side? Is it possible? Is it possible that we remember Allah and Allah does not remember us? Is it possible that we are thankful to Allah and Allah does not increase us in his bounties? Is it possible that we call unto Allah and Allah does not answer our prayers? Is it possible that we seek his forgiveness and Allah does not forgive us? Is it possible, brothers? Never. If there's anyone that we can doubt, is human being. But we can never ever doubt in the promises of Allah. And that's the essence of today's talk. That the promises of Allah are intact. But there's two ways to it. One is we need to fulfill our duty. And Allah will fulfill his duty. And there are many other promises also in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I selected four to discuss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. And may we practice on what has been said. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.